There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What did your dad do that most influences you in your life today? An hour left of What's on Your Mind, and an hour left to honor your dad. Through the power of radio, simple as a phone call, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. You can text Todd. He's awaiting your call. Todd, the radio god from the studios of 550 K-Fire, voice of the Northern Plains, Bismarck Mandan, 701-226-8503. We're coming to you also through AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, patriotic blowtorch of the valley, and KLTC right here in Dickinson, 1460 on the radio dial, in addition to KTGO in Tioga. And encouraging you to come on out to the Bakken Barbecue. MBI Energy Services has us broadcasting live from the Dickinson Rec Center, or at the Restorer Ice Center, actually. We're broadcasting from, and the parking lot right in front of the Ice Center, between that and the Rec Center, is the location for the barbecue. The Roosters are performing. Be great entertainment. Number of companies will have barbecue. We'll have some more barbecue tips for you this hour as well, and meet some more of the folks that are doing the barbecuing. So, great fun today on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Linda says, my work ethic is what I get from my dad. My dad was a hard-working farmer and rancher on the Leffer, North Dakota area. His children worked right beside him, but he also knew how to have fun, too. I miss him dearly. You know what I got from my dad, Todd?
The radio bug.
Exactly. Yeah. I was born with a microphone in my mouth, literally.
You had a microphone-shaped rattle when you were a baby?
The baby announcement, and I'm not kidding, had a microphone on it.
Go figure.
My folks were in the radio business, so it's all I know, but that was because of dear old dad. Ralph and Beulah, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
My dad passed away about 4 months ago, and I miss him. But he taught me how to have a sense of humor and be able to laugh at yourself. And that's very important as I carry on without him.
No kidding. I'm sorry you lost your dad and just recently, so I'm sure it's still tough day by day, without question. So when you when you're joking with somebody, you think about dad then, knowing that
yes, I do. I do every day.
Is that right?
Yep. And also a first time caller.
Oh, good for you! Right out of the chute, we got our first time caller, first time winner. So we have a pair of Medora musical passes for you. Thanks for telling me that, Ralph.
Thanks for your show. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the fact you've called. Now, will you call again? Is the question. Well,
I think I will if I have something to say.
Well, good, yes. You always have something to say. Our fine listeners contribute mightily. And, you know, were you ever embarrassed at your dad when he would try to be funny with somebody when you were younger?
Not very often. He was truly funny.
Was he? See, my dad was always trying to be the sort of the, you know, the, and I remember, especially at restaurants, he'd go out and he would joke, you know, the waitress would come over and he'd say, are you married?
Yes.
Do you love your husband? You know, he would say some goofy thing like that, and I wanted to go under the table.
Yeah.
You know, and so when I do a version of it, I dial it back a little bit, but our kids are like, oh, Dad, stop, don't do, you're so stupid, why would you say
that? That's your heritage.
Exactly right. It's rubbed off. Great story, Ralph. Hang on, and Manny will get your information. We'll mail you out a pair of Medora musical passes. 50th anniversary. If you don't do it this year, you're going to regret it, folks. You got to get to the Medora musical. So darn good. They have a Medora concert series this year that's going on, too. And that's coming up here pretty quick. Tiger Lily, June 26th. Gwen Sebastian, July 4th. Jesse Veter, July 18th. They'll be on the stage of the Medora musical. Cat Perkins, July 31st. But it's the 50th anniversary season. They're celebrating all summer long. So it really is great. In fact, July 1st, you're really going to want to be at that night because that'll be the actual 50th anniversary. The first showing of the musical, as we know it, was July 1st, 1965. Medora.com to get your tickets. Great fun. Hey, Josh in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I am also a first-time caller.
God bless you. Thank you for listening today. We appreciate you calling.
Yeah, usually I listen to the replay at night while I'm working in the garage, but today I'm listening to it live for a change. So
well, we appreciate that. However you're listening, and we get a lot of calls at night on the 855-200-1776 line because you can call and leave a comment, press 1 at night. So we appreciate those folks that are listening on the replay, which, by the way, airs on 550 K-Fire. So appreciate that, too.
Anyway, I called to answer the question about what is something your father has done that's very influential. So growing up, you know, my dad was always pretty patient with my brother and me and, you know, us kids. And I guess it's just that patience is something that's rubbed off on me, too. So I try just to take things easy, try to remain easygoing and try not to get too mad over little things. So
well, that's a good one. He left you. Patience is a virtue. Have you heard that before?
What was that?
Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you heard that phrase? I say it often when I'm becoming impatient to try and talk myself back off the ledge.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah, definitely.
Good story, Josh. Thank you very much. And keep listening, day or night, and calling, too. Hey, Rick and Bismarck, you're next.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for what you guys do on the radio, by the way.
Thank you.
I just want to say happy Father's Day to you. And you know what? One of the greatest gifts I got from my father was the faith that he instilled. I remember going to Mass with him. He'd wake us up, and only one or two of us, five boys, would go. But I was always eager to go with him, and it'd be at 6:30 in the morning at St. Mary's. And it just kind of carried through. You didn't really know what was always going on, but faith in Christ was given to us. I mean, morals, values, love. He was strict as can be, but he was just a good man. And that was, he passed away in 83, but think of him almost every day. I mean, just things will come to mind, and you remember your father. So everybody, they're not with you forever. So just admire him, give him the thanks, and, you know, moms too, all the way around. But just during this weekend, love your father. If he's here, call him up, no matter what. Stop in, see him. It matters.
It's a great story, Rick. I tell you, if I could pick the thing that most influences the kids I've had the blessing of raising, Alex, Hannah, and Haley, I would say faith. I would say faith because to me, if you have that, then no matter what comes, and there will be ups and there will be downs. Just count on it, right? Bad things are going to happen. Things you don't count on are going to happen. But if you have faith, you'll weather them. You'll get through.
Yeah.
You know?
Storm, yeah. The storm will pass. It may not always be sunny, but yeah. I got it for both of our folks. You know, they took care of 8 kids and they raised us all pretty well. I mean, they did well. And a first-time caller, so everybody keep calling into the show. It's a good show.
Good. We're developing some new habits today for folks, and good encouragement for others. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it very much. Sorry the prizes are gone. Texter says, I learned from my dad that it's important to genuinely take interest in people you meet, no matter how brief your interaction with them may be. Very good advice. How many people you know sort of just, you know, looking over your shoulder to see the next person that they might want to say hello to? And you know that's not a very good trait. And what you can learn and spark in the way of a relationship from taking interest in the people you meet lasts a lifetime. So that's a good one. Lorraine and Napoleon, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. Good morning. A first time listener. Also, I want to say I really enjoy your program and listen to it as often as I can. One of the things, like the previous caller. The one before the last one said about faith, that too was an attribute that was instilled in us as children. And I just want to say about my father, he was so patient, kind, respectful, and I really didn't know or probably didn't appreciate it until long after he was gone. So I could never tell them that. And in the days when we grew up, communication wasn't as, it didn't come as easy as it does today. And so he never told us ever once, I love you. He didn't. But we felt it in everything they did for us. Growing up, taking care of us, buying clothes, sending us to school, all of that. And so now I'm hoping he's listening. Thank you, Dad. I love you.
Great story. That really is. And I don't know that you needed to tell him. You know, you have today, and you say you didn't get a chance to tell him that, but just by knowing that it's guiding you still today, probably all your dad needs. That's a great story. Appreciate it very much, Lorraine. Nice to hear from you in beautiful Napoleon today. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Back to more of your calls. Special Dad's Day weekend edition of What's on Your Mind. From Dickinson and the Bakken Barbecue today. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Next week is the week we'll be up in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference, and they keep adding incredible guests. They got a number of folks from the pipeline companies up there, BNSF, of course, Ron Nesset, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset, world-renowned geologist on the Bakken, will be there from NASA Consulting Services. We have folks from the Tax Commissioner's Office. Ryan Rauschenberg will be there, State Tax Commissioner. North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. The folks from the National Office of the NARO, National Association of Royalty Owners. You know, the biggest names in oil and gas to find out where's this going. Get you all the latest information. Information's power, right? Just find out about it. And also, if you as a mineral owner say, hey, difficulties collecting royalty payments, what do I do? What are my royalties worth? I need to know. How do I provide for future generations, kids and their kids and their kids and their kids with all these blessings? All kinds of great advice there. So I am going to be part of the Thursday evening event, dinner and lots of fun. There's a social about 5:20, dinner at 6, and then Milo Hatzenbuehler is performing at 7. So great fun. Would you join us? Love to have you. See you in Minot Grand Hotel Thursday and Friday. Bakken tour Thursday morning, and then the events kick off at the Grand Hotel. 800-558-0557. They've got a special rate, by the way, for NARO guests, too, at the Grand Hotel. 800-558-0557 is the toll-free telephone number, or NARO-US.org if you want to find out more. We're in Dickinson today, countdown to the Bakken barbecue, and it goes from 4 until 11. So if you're listening to the replay, there's still time to get here, as a matter of fact. So all the way till 11 o'clock tonight, Dickinson Rec Center. Come check it out. All right, let's see here. John and Grand Forks Wayne to weigh in with a story about his dad. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, my mother's 90 and living in a nursing home. Dad will be 92, and he's been living with me for a couple years. Last Sunday, we had a celebration for their 70th wedding anniversary, and now I'm sitting down in the basement sipping coffee, trying to get up enough nerve to go upstairs and tell Dad that you're out of here. You're on your way to assisted living. Talk about tough love. He has done that to me, tough love, and I appreciated it. And now I got to do it.
Yeah, you know, I had to do something similar with my mom. And it's a challenge because they see it as losing independence, which it is, obviously, to a certain degree.
Sure.
But it's also sometimes a great blessing, right? I mean, incredible services that are out there for seniors these days and assisted living.
It's not cheap, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Yes, but anyway, as long as, you know, they're having to pay their own way, and that's the way it is, I guess. You know, they worked hard, saved hard, but... But anybody that's got an elderly parent, oh, thank goodness they finally decided, you know, got them sitting down with an attorney a couple of years ago, and with my sister and I, they did power attorneys and what do you call that? Health
directives?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this would be a mess today if it wasn't for that. So, anyway. It's been a good life.
Well, good for you.
Patient guy, love him to death. And we pick on each other even today, so.
You got to have a little fun.
Oh, yeah. We go back, banter back and forth. Anyway, so that's my story.
good story, John. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550. I had a few calls that have come in during the breaks here we haven't got to yet, so let's roll those if we could, Todd.
On the shooting in the church, if that was a black guy that would have shot them black people in the church, they wouldn't. The news media wouldn't have made a big deal of it, and President Obama wouldn't have said a word about gun control about it. But since there's white guy, they did, and then they never mentioned a word about all that crime, extra crime that's going on, where all the black people are shooting all the black people about gun control and all that in the big cities after they took the cops' rights away. They don't mention a word about any of that stuff. They keep it quiet because they don't want people to know that there's all them black people shooting each other. Now, if it was white guys shooting all the black people, they'd be all over the news. They'd be crying gun control and all that. But since it's black people doing it, they're not saying a word and stuff. And no one even says anything, make complaints about any of that stuff. Right?
Do you agree these things are reported on differently depending on who the victims are and who the criminals are? 800-228-0550. Here's another.
Hi, this is Roger from Bismarck. I just consider it ironic that both Hillary and the president went right to gun control after the shooting in South Carolina, and yet I don't believe they did the same day or the day after the shootings of the police officers in Dallas or the other incidents we've had in this country. That's all. Thank you. Bye.
You know, I just think the whole idea, whether you're for gun control or against gun control, whatever your position is on any issue, to go out and talk about a tragedy and then tie it to a political position is just about as low as you can get. Isn't it? I really don't understand that. I don't like how media reports on these things, and you know, I really don't. I mean, I was joking, but right after the Walmart shooting, I said, you know, hey, how long before the oil field gets blamed, right? Because you know, crime, in the oil field, any kind of crime is always somehow tied to oil. Which, you know, I'm so tired of people blaming a commodity for. Again, I think we got to get back to a conversation about
rid of oil.
Yeah, let's get back to the fact that there is evil in this world. Why? Set aside how it happens, anything else. Here's something that Dr. Ben Carson said that I thought I mentioned earlier that we would share with you that I think will be an interesting contrast to that last caller's point of what the president and Hillary Clinton had to say. Let me just share that with you once I find it here. The tragic shootings in Charleston yesterday are a manifestation of the evil that has gripped our society. Many of us have allowed the purveyors of hatred and division to create conflict between the races, the genders, religious groups, age groups, and income groups. The Bible says that a house divided against itself cannot stand. With external jihadist forces trying to destroy us, why would we aid them by engaging in self-destructive behaviors stimulated by hate? We must remember that we are a pluralistic society with many components and many beliefs. If we are to live together peacefully and with prosperity, we must learn the true meaning of tolerance and that it goes in both directions. I join with millions of Americans in praying for comfort for the families who lost loved ones in that tragedy. Someone close to me lost relatives last night in that tragedy. We all lose when senseless tragedies like this remove vibrant lives from our midst. May God give us the ability to rise above hatred and join hands and recognize that our strength is in our unity and love heals all wounds. Wouldn't you love to hear something like that from a president at a time like this? Boy, I would. Joe and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
I was just going to talk about my dad. You're asking what, you know, they teach people, and I think my dad taught me faith, family, and fun. So he worked. He's put 9 kids through school.
Oh my! And you said faith? Did you say faith, family, and fun, Joe?
Yep.
Faith, family, and fun. Hang on. We'll hear more of the story on the other side of the break. I'm up against the clock here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Dickinson, North Dakota, our home today for What's on Your Mind. We're actually at the Dickinson Rec Center, Dickinson West River Ice Arena, which is between the Dickinson. It doesn't matter. You'll find us when you get to the Dickinson Rec Center. Trust me. And all you need to do is look for all the tents. There's tents and there's a fenced off area, and in that is the best barbecue on the planet. The Bakken barbecue is made up of all kinds of companies who are out here competing to put out the best barbecue. You pay $15 to get in, which goes to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Get to hear the roosters, get free barbecue, and get a chance to win a four-wheeler and just have a grand old time. So for a great cause. So until 11 o'clock tonight, 4 p.m. till 11 o'clock tonight, third annual Bakken barbecue, all benefiting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Really hope you can join us here on location. All right, Joe and Dickinson joining us on the phone today and sharing a story about his dad who taught him that faith, family, and fun were the most important. So go ahead and share your story. Sorry we got cut short there, Joe.
That's all right. My dad raised 9 kids, and he had 2 small businesses. You know, it was just him and my mom worked them, and it seemed like they worked all the time, but they always had time to go to church, and they always had time for us kids. If we had something going on, they were there, and they worked till 2 in the morning just so they could go to a basketball game, something like that. So I just think family is so important to people back then. I wish we could go back that direction now.
That would fix
it. Other than he's always had time to have fun with you, too. I mean, he put his work, but he still had fun.
What? Give me a story about the fun you remember most. What kind of things would he do to have fun with you and your siblings?
Well, he would work late Saturdays and stuff like that, and a lot of times he'd finish up at midnight. We had a camper, and all the kids would be sitting in the camper at midnight. And then we'd drive to the lake. We'd sleep on the way, and he'd get there and he'd sleep, and we'd do whatever. Then we got up, you know, he'd take us fishing and things like that, and it just... He worked really hard just so he could do things on a Sunday with us, you know. And family was everything to him.
It's a good story, Joe. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Have fun.
Yeah, well, have fun at the barbecue. Yeah, I hope you come out since you're here in Dickinson. Thanks. 800-228-0550-701-2580-550 on the program today. Emailer says, back to the comment about what happened in South Carolina and the root causes of it. As church attendance declines, evil accelerates. As church attendance declines, evil accelerates. Well, I sure connect those dots. I'm glad you do as well. And, you know, all the gun control in the world doesn't fix that at all. So good point. Fred and Wing, next up on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Fred.
Oh,
good morning. Tragedy, Carolina. It's a bad deal. But, you know, I just want to make sure that the people here in North Dakota are aware that you can take a gun into the church service. You got to contact the the deputy sheriff and tell him you're going to be doing it, and you have to have the okay of the church board. But it is legal here in North Dakota to take a gun into your church service, and that's a terrible thing to have to say. But when the apostles were sent out, they went to all churches all over. Jesus told them to carry a sword. That was the last thing he said before he sent it to heaven. Take your sword with you. And if you don't have one, sell your coat and buy one. Now, he didn't send them out to kill people. He didn't send them out to persecute anybody. But Christians have always been persecuted. And this is an example of Christian persecution. And Jesus said, also said that when you're persecuted for my name's sake, consider it joy. So if those people were persecuted for his name's sake, they actually got a special spot in heaven. But the thing about it is, we still have the right to protect ourselves, and Jesus never told us we weren't supposed to. When evil comes, he told his apostles, defend yourself. And if there would have been a gun in there, there might have only been one or two people killed. And I don't care if this is politically correct or not, but it is necessary. Necessary evil, necessary thing to do to combat evil. And I hope nobody thinks that I'm being evil, but I would feel very comfortable carrying a gun in a church service. How about you?
Yeah, I just, you know, yes, and you're right, they are allowed. You need the church's permission, and as you say, law enforcement needs to be aware of it, so they have different provisions. You know, I hate the fact that when things like this happen, we instantly go to talk about, you know, the guns. Mostly because we're defending against the stupidity of saying that, you know, guns are the problem. But, you know, I think the whole church-free zone or school-free, you know, gun-free zone, because it's in a church or the other places, you know, we often see how ridiculous that idea is because a criminal doesn't care. So I understand we got to talk about it. I'm more interested in what causes somebody to do it and how we stop it. You know, but I don't disagree with you, Fred, in saying that you want people to be able to defend against themselves. That's why I think the idea of these places that are restricting law-abiding citizens from having a gun that would use them lawfully and prevent against something like this is wrong. But it's not the place I want to spend most of the time right now. I want to figure out what you do about that kind of evil. And that's what we ought to spend time talking about, not blaming the object that caused it. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, one thing we have to realize, that even in Jesus' time, when he was here on earth after he rose from the dead and he walked among us, this is when he told his disciples that this kind of persecution and this kind of evil was happening then. They didn't have guns, but they had swords.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's not new, that's for sure. I appreciate the call. Thanks. Mike on the road, tell us a story about your dad. Mike?
Hey, thanks for having a show about this. It's always great to hear great stories about Dad. My father passed away in 2006, and this is always a kind of a tough time of year for us because his birthday would be tomorrow, and we're also coming up on an event that he held very dear to his heart, the McQuaid Charity Softball Tournament. My father, Marlo, managed the tournament for 30 years, I think. And you asked what our fathers gave us, and I guess for me one of the big things was the spirit of volunteerism. Started when I was very young. He volunteered with the JCs worked with them for a long time, and then once he got too old for the JCs, then he went on to other service clubs, including the Sertoma. He joined the Elks, volunteered for them. And then, of course, the last 30 years of his life, up until he died, he managed the McQuaid Softball Tournament. And so It's always kind of a difficult time of year for us right now in our family and for me. As you can tell, I'm breaking up a little bit. But, yeah, this time of year is really tough for us. And again, I appreciate you giving us, giving people the opportunity to honor their fathers on the radio.
Well, I also love your commentary, specifically, you know, that trait of seeing dad volunteer. So you're going to volunteer, right? I mean, and that's, you know, not a trait every dad has, or take the time to it or whatever. But the importance of that for whatever cause is near and dear to them makes a difference. So that's great story, Mike.
Yeah. It's and I think it's passed on to the rest of to all four kids in the family. We donate our time, we donate our resources, because it's the right thing to do. And there are people out there who need it. And so, again, that's one of the great things that he had given us, you know, along with, you know, faith, fun, and family, as other people have said. My father gave us a great life, and he taught us what's important, you know, self-sufficiency, not taking advantage of others. My father was kind of a softie at times. And maybe, you know, some of that rubbed off on me because, you know, sometimes I can be too much of a softie, but what the heck? I guess I look to the goodness in people, most times.
There's a lot worse traits in this world than being a softie, that's for sure. Hey, Mike, thanks for sharing and telling us the story about your dad, Marlo. That's neat. Thanks.
All right. Have a great day.
You bet. Ron, travel to 994 near Dickinson. What's on your mind, Ron?
Yeah, I would probably classify myself as kind of a reluctant gun owner, I guess. I talked to my wife today, and she said that, you know, we really do have enough gun laws out there. And I guess I can't really disagree with that. But one of the things I would say is that what is going to destroy, and this is for the Second Amendment, people, what is going to destroy gun ownership in our country as we know it is careless gun owners. People that just do not take the time that it takes to handle a gun safely. And I really don't have an answer for that. I wish somebody would. But what I see happening possibly in the future is they put heavy restrictions on where you can take guns. They can't stop you from owning one, but they can tell you where you can take it. And maybe they'll heavily tax the ammunition. Maybe they'll put a federal tax on gun ownership. And all of it leads back to careless gun owners.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, there's but again, somebody dies in a car accident because they carelessly are operating that vehicle. Do we ban cars?
Oh, I'm not going to come up. I'm not going to tell you what should or shouldn't be done.
I hear you. I mean, and you're not advocating for it to be banned. You're saying this is what's going to lead to it. But I mean, I would counter anybody that says, "Well, we have to. You can't allow guns to be sold anymore because somebody did that." Well, no. What somebody did is what we ought to place our concern about. You know, try to fix what somebody did, not through the object they did it with. You know, and that's what drives me crazy.
Scott, if there is somebody that is careless with their gun out there, I will be the one to put him in the cell and lock the door. But then again, shouldn't people have some rights to walk down the street and be fairly sure that people who should not own guns don't have them?
Yeah, how? I mean, ideal world, absolutely. Ideal world. But again, if somebody bent on doing what this kid in South Carolina did, whether or not he was on the drugs, you know, is he gonna get that gun? Probably. Appreciate the call. Tony Bismarck, next up when we come back, live in Dickinson today on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. For more information on these summer field days, contact your county extension office. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you this summer at one of these field days events.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Wondering what your royalties are worth? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. The biggest names in oil and gas will be there to present the very latest on what's happening in the world-class Bakken. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner are just some of the featured speakers. Take the Bakken tour Thursday morning. Take in all the seminars beginning at 1 on Thursday, and don't miss a minute of the information-packed Friday conferences that are scheduled. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to naro-us.org. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Talk about an all of the above energy solution. All of the above, you know what that means? It means, you know, we need everything, and we actually do. If you look at the energy needs of our country, we need it all. We need everything up and down. We need the wind. We need the, you know. So a lot of folks like to naively think, oh, you know, we don't need fossil fuels because we all have wind, or, you know, we're going to have solar, or some of the things that would be a little less reliable. But in all matters, really, we need it all. And that includes lignite, by the way, responsible for a whole lot of jobs in our great state of North Dakota, and responsible for a whole lot of energy in the great state of Minnesota. But here's the thing we need to do. We need to get people to realize that coal has to be part of that all-of-the-above energy mix. It's a regional energy resource that keeps electric rates low, jobs plentiful, and the economy robust. That's oh so important. So if you want to find out more about all this, if you want to talk to your elected officials about how coal is critical to preserving low-cost, abundant electricity and supporting thousands of jobs in our region, part of the all-of-the-above energy policy, then go to SecureEnergyFuture.org and find out more about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Okay, a lot of calls waiting, so I'm going to just ask you to all go as quickly as you can right to your point so we can get to all of you. And Tony and Bismarck, you are next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me about your dad.
I want to just tell you two things that I learned from my dad that have lasted me all my life, and I'm 76 years old, so it's been a while. My dad grew up in the 30s and had an eighth grade education, but he was a very smart guy with a lot of common sense. And one of the things he shared with me is if I don't vote and I don't get involved in community, he does not ever want to hear me complain. So in this little town, he was an alderman, then a mayor and a county commissioner and that kind of thing. But he said, get involved, and I learned that, and I did. And the second thing he did was he owned a business in the small town, and I started hanging around that business when I was 9 years old. If I wasn't playing baseball or in the band or going to school, I hung around, did what I could. At 11 years old, he started paying me a quarter of an hour for working, and I'll tell you what. I was so proud that I now had a little bit of money in my bank. I didn't have to ask my dad for a nickel or a dime for an ice cream cone at the drugstore or for a bag of popcorn. And what I learned from that, there's nothing free from in this life, and you work what you have, and it makes you proud of what you're doing.
Great story. Great story. That little thing, that little bit. Love it very much, Tony. Thanks for sharing. Christian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. My dad was a Depression-era child in Fargo here and got recruited to play college football by Concordia. Well, he was a Catholic altar boy, so he had to go across the street to St. Joe's when they had services for the students at Concordia, and he was an altar boy the rest of his life, and went to serve in the Korean War, was a drill sergeant, raised his kids as such, and did a great job, was a foster parent of over 40 children for the Catholic Family Services, and did a wonderful job with what he had to deal with.
I love it. What today do you use most that came from what your dad taught you?
That you can make the best of any situation. You can find that glimmer of light in the darkest shadow.
Boy, you'll be a better man with that, no question about it.
And if you're the one that can find that glimmer of light in the darkest shadow, you can be the beacon of light. You can be the beacon.
That's great stuff, Christian. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for calling so much. Our friend Mike, the mayor of Bismarck, Mike Seminary, has a story about his dad. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm in my car using my Bluetooth, by the way. You know, my dad was a remarkable guy, wonderful father and leader and mentor. Mom says he was a great husband. He also had a great sense of humor, and he had ways of bestowing wisdom on you. About the time I graduated from high school, we were watching the evening news together, and there's a story about this guy down in somewhere around Deadwood, making a name for himself, selling jewelry. The jewelry was, you know, petrified dinosaur done. He'd polish it, and he'd sell it. And when this new story's over, my dad said, son, you know what you get when you polish a turd? And I said, no, Dad, what? And he said, well, you get a polished turd. And he said, son, in your life, you'll meet some with feet and a briefcase. And that wisdom from my father has served me very, very well. Not only do I buy jewelry well, but I also pay attention to people really well. just one of the ways my dad would let you know about, that people you're going to run into in your life. And I miss my dad. He's been gone 17 years, and he was my hero and mentor. He was a great man.
Thanks for letting me share that with you. That's a good story, Mike. Thanks so much. We'll see you Tuesday for our coffee with the mayor. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers listening. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. We folks are out of time. Really want to thank you all for all the great stories today, all the commentary as always, and most importantly for listening. Really hope you get a chance to take in this Bakken Barbecue. Thanks to the crew from MBI Energy for putting it on. 4 until 11, Dickinson Rec Center for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Great food, great fun, a great cause. What's not to love? The Roosters will be here live too. Should be a lot of fun. Check it all out. God bless you. See you Monday on What's On Your Mind.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks, and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.